Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Maseches Nedarim, Daf Chof Aleph. We begin a brand new perek, says the Mishnah, bottom of Chof Amad Beis, three lines from the bottom. Arba'a Nedarim, Hitiru Chachamim. In the following four cases, the Chachamim maintain, these expressions do not reflect at all any intention to make a nether. The Lashon Nether employed in these situations are simply used as a means to pressure, to cajole, to encourage, etc. But never meant as a real nether, and therefore there's absolutely no need to even come to the Chacham and to ask him to release you of your nether. It's not a nether to begin with. In the following four cases, they are not considered nether at all. Nidrei Zeruzin, a nether meant just to encourage, as a negotiation tool, etc., as we're going to see in a minute. V'nidrei Havai, just meant to back up your words of exaggeration. And the Mishnah will go on to explain this as well. V'nidrei Shkogos, v'nidrei Oinsin, as we're going to see later in the parak. Now we go back to the first case. Nidrei Zeruzin Ketzad. Let's have an example of Nidrei Zeruzin. A nether term just used to encourage, used as a negotiation tool. In the marketplace, for instance, Ketzad. For instance, Hoya Meicher Chefetz, a seller standing in the marketplace about to sell an item. A box of tissues. V'amar, he says, Koinam, any money given to me in exchange for this box of tissues will be usher as a carbon. Sha'ani poiches l'chamen ha'sela, if I give it to you for less than a sela. He's insisting on getting a full sela, full asking price for this item. And he reinforces his words by way of a nether. So that's the seller. And the halo imran, the customer, is just as adamant. He responds, no more than 50 cents. No more than half a sela. Koidam sheini maisa l'chala shekel. The item for sale should be usher to me. I will never partake in it. If I shall give you more than a shekel, which is a half a sela. The seller insists on a full sela, like a dollar, right? The seller is 100 dinar. A full dollar. And the buyer says, no more than 50 cents. In reality, says the Mishnah, their objective, their goal is to get to 75 cents. Shneim reitzin b'shlisha dinarin. In reality, they're all aiming for the 75 cent mark. It's just a ploy, it's a way to negotiate. First, they state their starting positions. No less than 100, no more than 50. But of course they know. Chances are, that they will have to meet halfway and compromise at 75 cents. So although they were pretty adamant, pretty absolute, anything less than 100 will be usher. Anything more than 50 will be usher. But in reality, it was just a nidrei zeruzin to encourage, to cajole, to pressure, to negotiate. But of course, they both realize that in life you have to compromise and go 50-50. So once you get to 75 cents, everybody's happy. And there was no nether to begin with in this instance. Says the Gemara, Arba nedor metiru chachamim b'chu. So let's go back to the four examples, which the Mishnah tells us is not really a nether. Amar le Rabbi Abba bar Mamma le Rabbi Ami. What is the reason for this halacha? Amar Slam Mishmed Rabbi Yehuda Nesia. You have explained to us in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, Man Tana Arba Advarim. Abonadorim. Who's the shita? Who's the one that holds that, for instance, when it comes to Nidrei Zeruzin, it's not considered. It's totally mutter. Who's speaking? Whose shita? Whose opinion is reflected therein? Rabbi Yehudi, the Amar Mishum Rabbi Tarfon. It's this shita. Rabbi Yehuda quoting Rabbi Tarfon, who told us as follows. He's speaking where there are two people standing, Reuven and Shimon. There's another fellow walking towards them. At this point, identity unknown. Reuven declares to Shimon, I will be a Nazir if that fellow turns out to be Levi. Shimon says, I will be a Nazir, if it turns out to be a different person, non-Levi. Now this fellow suddenly, abruptly turns around and disappears. We'll never know who he was. But chances are, one of these two people, either Reuven or Shimon, is a Nazir. Because that stranger was either Levi, in which case Reuven is right, or he was not Levi, in which case Shimon was right. Would you say that one of them is a Nazir? Misafik? One of them, you just don't know who? According to Rabbi Tarfon, no, none of them are a Nazir. Lo'elam ein echad mehen Nazir. None of them become a Nazir. You know why? Because it wasn't clear, it wasn't definite, it wasn't explicit. It wasn't clear at that point of expression. Nazirus only works if it was expressed clearly. The pasuk says, "Ishki yafli lindo neder nazir l'Hashem." Yafli means clear. When you express those words, when you express that commitment to becoming a nazir, it was known, it was apparent, it was definite, it was explicit. Here it wasn't. You're depending it on something. You're making a sort of a t'nai. You're perhaps even hoping it's not Reuven, or in any case, it's just not known at this point what you're saying, what you're trying to do. And it doesn't work. And likewise by a neder, which is connected, which is matched up with Nazir. We have this on the Daf Gimel. There's a hekesh to connect nedarim to nazirus. When you make this type of neder, like in our Mishnah, seller insists, I will not benefit from any of your money, Mr. Buyer, if you do not pay me my full asking price. So he's making a nether, an isra on that money, which depends on some sort of future event. Likewise, the buyer is saying, I will not have any anah from this item if you force me to pay more than 50 cents. Once again, it's a nether isra, but it depends on it tonight, which perhaps he's hoping will never pan out, will never happen. This type of unexplicit commitment, this type of unknown isr, a neder which is dependent on something like this, is lacking in a haflah and doesn't work. So that's the pshat in our Mishnah. Nidrei Zeruzin is not a neder because of this shita, which requires haflah. That's his opinion. Rava Amar said, I'll tell you more simply. Afilu Temer Rabbanon, our Mishnah, can be reflective of even Shitas Rabbanon, who did not agree with this haflah requirement. So why is it not a neder? I never got my asking price. In terms of the customer, he never got his bargain. Why doesn't the neder kick in? The answer is, that was their intention all along. Miktani Shnein Ratzu. In the Mishnah's last, concluding line, it says, Shneim Reitzin B'Shloisha Dinarin. If it would say Shnein Ratzu, perhaps it would mean that ultimately they settled for 75 cents. He wanted 100. He wanted only 50 cents. They settled for 75. It doesn't say that. What then does it say? Shnein Reitzin Katani. Initially, from the start, from the get-go, both buyer and seller knew the ultimate goal is to get to 75 cents. In which case, the nether was never committed otherwise. And therefore, there's no issue of a nether in this case. Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi. I have a question. And now in Mishnah we have the buyer insisting on getting 100 cents, the seller responding no more than 50 cents. We say, okay, face reality, settle for 75 cents. What about Amalei Tfemi Sela? The buyer was very definite and specific in his demands. I need $1.01. 101. He's being so exact and specific in his numbers. Valo amar batim shekel. And the seller, the buyer responded with 49 cents. Shall we say, perhaps, nidra havi. Here, the nidra really kicks in because it wasn't just a ballpark figure. He was being so exact and specific in his demands. And he was being so exact and specific in his offer. Perhaps in this case, you cannot say he was going to settle for anything else. Oy zeruzin havi, or perhaps even in this case, it's just zeruzin. It's just an employment of a tactical trick to get them to comply to each other. And in reality, they're willing to compromise. Amar Leitanina, he responded, we have a Mishnah. That even this type of situation is labeled, is tagged as Zeruzin. It just meant as a negotiating tactic. Reuven extended a pretty insistent invitation to his friend Shimon. Come have your meal by me. Shimon is unwilling. V'amarlein, he tells him, your house should be usher to me like a carbon. Shari nichnas. My coming into your house is totally usher. Tibas tzoynin shani tayim. Even just a taste of cold water of yours is usher to me. What is the halacha? Muta likonas lebeisa. V'lishtayis heimenu tzoynin. In reality, he can enter the fellow's house. Shimon can actually partake in Reuven's water. Why? Even though he explicitly stated otherwise, because deep down, ultimately, he was just trying to avoid a meal. So although he stated it with such extreme conviction, no water, no stepping foot in your home, but ultimately, he was just trying to avoid having to spend a meal with him. So therefore, he can enter the home. He can have his tzoynin as long as he avoids his meal. That's the Mishnah. Question. V'amai, why would you say so? V'hastzibas tzoynin kamar. Wasn't he being so extreme and detailed in his adamants? Not even a drop of water. Apparently, ella, mishtoi inish hachi. People sometimes tend to speak in such extreme terms, but it's not necessarily an expression of absoluteness. He was trying to make his point. Hachanami here as well. When I as a seller insisted on 101, and you as a buyer insisted on 49, Mishtai people speak this way. But ultimately, we were going to settle for 75 cents. Amrali, he responded, how do you compare? Midami. It's not a match. Gabi Tzenin, in the case of the cold water, Shimon did not want to join Reuven for the meal. But the reason why he expressed himself so adamantly, no drink. He was afraid that if he relents to even a drink of water, and this fellow was offering him a meal, that's tzaddik. And as we know, like it says by Avraham Avinu, tzaddikim speak less and do more, as opposed to light, who offer the world and did very little. You know, as a verse they say, you know, either you speak or you do. You have just that much energy within you. Tzaddikim save their energy. They preserve their kayach. They speak less and they just do more. So bottom line is, he refused even a tipas tzoynin, he was just trying to say that, you know, I'm afraid of even taking a drop of water from you because once you get going and offer me even a little bit, you're gonna end up, I'm gonna find myself sitting in front of an 8-course meal. Right? So he's afraid that when this fellow will offer him that drink, it's gonna end up being a whole meal. That's why he's being so adamant in his refusal. Don't even give me a drink, because he knows a drink can really mean a big meal. But hacha, in our case, of the merchant in the marketplace, you know, we can't really apply this rationale. So perhaps in this case, there's room to think that when he was so adamant about it, so extreme and detailed, 101 pennies for this item, that leads to a suffix. We're not sure what he meant. Sfeikehu. Dilma Pachis Misela Vyesu al Shekel Kamar Vizirusan Havi. Perhaps ultimately he's gonna settle for somewhere, you know, between the Sela and the Shekel. So that was their objective, you know, to settle halfway. It was just an expression of zeros, of encouragement, of, you know, it was just a negotiating tactic. Or perhaps because it was being so specific and detailed, they meant what they said and they said what they meant. Tiboy, we leave it as a question mark. And the Ran says, we go to Chumrah, we have to treat it like a nether. Omar vidam arvasi, arbo nedar malalu, tzrichan she'ela l'chach. You're meant to know that in all four examples of the Mishnah, starting from Nidei Zeruzin onward, you can't just cancel the nether. You have to go to the Chacham and ask him to release you of that nether. You treat it like a regular nether. Kamrisa kabed Shmuel. So this is Rabbi Yehuda speaking, in the name of Ravasi. Eventually, when I came to Shmuel and presented him with this chidush, that even these four nedarim require hataras nedarim, perhaps from the Rabbanon, he responded like this. You can't say that. Tana, the Tana of our Mishnah, Tani Arbon Nedarim Hitiru Chachamim, presented that these four Nedarim were mutar by the Chachamim. They have no validity whatsoever. He had no intention of making a Neder whatsoever. Va'at Amras Tzrichan She'ela L'Chacham, you contend that She'ela is required. So in fact, Rav Yosef Masni Lola Shmaita by Lishna, according to Rav Yosef, it wasn't said as we just presented previously. Rather, the correct version is as follows. Omar Vida Marvasi, Rav Yehuda quotes Ravasi as follows. Certainly these four Nadarim are totally mutter. They were never meant as Nadarim. So Ravasi never contended otherwise. What then did Ravasi tell us? Ein Chacham Rashi Lahater. When we speak about a typical, conventional, a real nether, where the noider, the fellow who made the nether, approaches a chacham for hatara, the chacham must take care, must be careful in how he releases him of that nether. What type of method will he employ? What type of system will he use to revoke that nether? There are two methods, two possible avenues of Hataras Nedarim. One is called Charata, rather simple, straightforward. Look, I wasn't paying attention, I wasn't mindful, I was being negligent and careless, I was in a moment of fit, of anger. I regret ever having made that commitment. That's Charata. A more pointed method is Pesach. You find sort of an opening, an avenue of escape within the nether itself. Unforeseen circumstances. Had you have known, Mr. Neider, that your nether would lead to this and that, if you would have been aware of the consequences of your nether, would you have gone along with it? And he says, no. That's a more effective antidote to the nether. Because that's sort of focusing within the nether itself, finding a technical fault or deficiency, if you will, within the nether itself. So which method do you employ? We're going to have several shittos. And Rabbi Yehuda quotes of Asi as follows. You need method number two, the more effective, direct method, to be matir a nether. Ein chacham rashi lahater. A chacham only has the ability to be matir a nether if he employs the Pesach route. He finds some deficiency, something unforeseen, something sort of a surprise within the nether itself, which the fellow did not anticipate. And that makes it like a toast, like a mistake. Only if he discovers that this nether here is akin, is somewhat similar to the four nedarim in the Mishnah. And Farshim explained, what he means to say is just like the four nedarim in the Mishnah. Were never meant as nedarim. They were just like toasts. It just means to bring out a point, to negotiate the pressure. Likewise, your typical Ataras Nedarim has to follow that sort of route. Find something wrong within the commitment. because he holds ein poischen b'charata. You can't use just regret as a reason to undo a neder. A fellow came to Rav Huna to be matir neder. Amar le Rav Huna asks him, Libach Allah, I have a question for you. Was your heart into it? When you made that neder, were you mindful? Amar le Eloi says, absolutely not. I was not b'yishav hadas. I was out of control. I was moody. I was upset. V'sharye, and this was sufficient grounds to be matir the neder. So Rav Huna disagrees with Rav Asi. You don't need a Pesach. You don't need some sort of unanticipated consequence, which he failed to foresee. Even a plain charata is enough. This is in contrast with the next shita. How would the asil come to Rabbi Rav Huna? A fellow shows up to Rabbi Rav Huna's base medrash. Amale, he says to him, Ilu hayu asara, ne adam sheifai sucha ba isasho, min adart. So a fellow came to Rabbi Rav Huna's home to be matir neder. How did he respond to him? He says, look, he held that charata isn't enough. You need something more. But he didn't really hold that you need an absolute Pesach. Rather, he asked him, Ilu hayu asara b'nei adam, sheifai sucha. Suppose there would have been 10 people present next to you. When you committed to that neder in that moment of fit, sheifai sucha would have appeased you and calmed you down and got you back to your senses. Ba'is ha'shah, at that moment of commitment, min adras, would you have committed in any way? Amar le'Eloi, he says, no. That was enough to be matir the neder. And the Ran learns, there's actually a girsa in the Gemara, kasavar in poisim charata, because he holds that you can't just use plain charata, plain regret. You need some sort of real factor to serve as an antidote to that commitment. What is the real factor? If there would have been a crowd around you, the minion around you, so that's sort of an unanticipated factor. If you would have had that next to you, would you have still committed? No. That's more than just regretting. It's like sort of another element that you didn't really reckon for, so to speak. And he said, no, I wouldn't have done it then. That was enough to be matir. So basically, we have three levels of hataras nedarim. There's basic charata, regret. Look, I know I wasn't, into it. I wasn't mindful. I wasn't focused. I was in a bad mood. I wouldn't have undertaken this, the whole thing, if I would have been, calculated at that time. So that's plain charata. On the other side, we have Pesach, where we find some sort of deficiency within the commitment, some sort of unanticipated, unexpected consequence. Your neder not to eat meat would have, if you would have realized it's going to cost you weddings and simchas and give you a hard time, would you have accepted that upon yourself? He says, no, that's a Pesach. Then somewhere in the middle we have this asara b'nei adam factor. It's not just a plain simple regret, but it involves some other factor. If there would have been mephysin around you, would you have gone along? He says, no. So that indicates that there is something wrong with the commitment. Apparently there's hastiness involved, there's frenziness in your Kabbalah, and therefore it doesn't stand. So according to this Shita, charata, plain charata is not enough. You need something more, an enhanced charata, so to speak, as the Ran explains. We find a similar machlekes in the Braisa, Tanya, Rabbi Da'imer, Aymrum Leil Adam. We ask the petitioner, simple and straightforward, charata, leiv ze alecha? Did you have your heart with you, so to speak? Was your heart into it? Were you focused? Or was it just as a result of hastiness and moodiness? Imam Ar-Lavi, he says, no, sorry, I wasn't really focused at that time. Matir, no, he says, that's enough to be matir. Charata is enough. Regret undoes the whole thing. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yisi, Aymer, no, you need more than that. He quotes his father, Mishim Aviv, Rabbi Yisi, the father. Aymer, Lo, the Adam, we have to ask him as follows. Simple regret doesn't work. Rather, Ilu hayu asar b'nei adam shifai sucha b'yisar shoa. If there would have been 10 people there, calming you down, minadus, would you have gone along with it? Imam Ralav, if he responds in the negative, matirin oitzai, that's sufficient grounds for ataras and darim. How does the kamedar of Asi? Fellow approaches Rav Asi. Amar le'i, Rav Asi asks him, kadu tohis. Kadu is like you. Tohis, are you regretting what you did? Amrale, he responds, Loi, you know, you don't think so? I mean, that's exactly why I'm coming to ask Fataras and Dharam. Sure, I'm regretting this commitment. Vishari, that was sufficient grounds for him to be matu. How does it come to Rabbi Lezer? A fellow approached Rabbi Lezer. Amalei, Rabbi Lezer asks him, Bois Nader? Would you like to stick with your Nader? The Ran explains, what he was asking him was, yeah, I know that going forward you're not interested in the Nader. What about going back? Was it a real commitment? Or was it just in a moment of haste, a moment of frenziness? Bois Nader? Did you really want to make this Nader? Amarle, he says, no, Ilu, loy meragzinli. If not for the fact that they got me upset at that moment, loy bein and klum, I would never have wanted this commitment. Amarle, he says, take boy, so it should be as you wish, meaning no Nader at all. Ayitisa. There was a story regarding a mother, an Isha, the Adarta Labarta, who imposed a nether against her daughter. You can't have any benefit from me. Asoy l'kamei Rav Nachman. Mother comes to Rav Yechanan, l'kamei Rav Yechanan. Amar Allah, he asks her, Ilu havas yadas. Suppose at that moment you would have been aware of the fact that this is going to generate bad reputations around town. The Amram Negei Rosach, that your neighbors will speak and say as follows. Allah de Bartach, regarding your daughter. Look what's going on. A nether from a mother to a daughter. Ilu lechamas ba ima. If not for the fact that the mother, the ima, would have not noticed in her daughter, lechamas ba, not noticed in her ima, the mother. Milan da aziva, things which justify the daughter being detached and abandoned from the mother. If not for that, bichti, for naught, for no reason, leyadarta, she wouldn't have imposed a nether on her. So people will take this nether as an indication, as a sign of something terribly improper in your daughter. Had you have known that, would you have realized that? She would have expected this reaction. Mi adarta, would you have made that nether against her? Amr lay loy. So she says, for sure not. Vishari, that was enough to be matter. Bar bar te de Rabbi Yannai Saba. The grandson of Rabbi Yannai Saba, also came to Rabbi Saba, came to Rabbi Yannai's grandfather to release him of a nether. Amr lay tells him, ilu hava yadas. Had you have been aware at that time that making a neder is risky, the paschen pinkascha, then in Shemayim, they open your ledger. Examine your deeds. The fact that you make a neder is an expression of confidence in your ability to keep the neder. You consider yourself a chassid, the righteous man. So they examine your deeds and they verify whether indeed you are worthy of that. If you would have known that this is going on, Me nadarta, would you have made that nether? Amr, he says, Loi, no, of course not, Vishari, and he used matter him. Amr Abba, my crow, what do we find that a nether generates? An examination in Shemayim. Va'acha nadarim levaker. After a person makes a nether, in Shemayim they are mevaker masav, they examine his ways and see if he's really worthy. Says the Gemara, Va'afa gav the pasach Rabbiyani le. Although Rabbiyani used this measure, this pasach, this concept to dissuade him from keeping the nether. Anan le paschinen le, we don't do that. Le paschinen baha, we don't use this method to release him of a nether. The reason being because perhaps this fellow is embarrassed to acknowledge that, yeah, I would have done it regardless. It's not respectful to Shemayim. So perhaps he's just being intimidated, but not really having charata. Therefore, we cannot use this method of Ataras and Dharam. Bezus Hashem will continue tomorrow. So in summary, the Mishnah lists four examples of Nedarim which aren't really Nedarim. The first of which is Nidrei Zeruzin, which the Mishnah describes as a negotiation a tactic. The seller insists on getting a dollar, buyer insists no more than 50 cents, they'll settle at 75 cents. Why is this not a Nedar? Shot one, because it's lacking commitment and haflaw. Shot two, their initial attention was no more than just to meet halfway. What if they're extreme and definite in their expressions? 101, 49, we're not sure. We have to treat it as a nether. We have three methods of Ataras Nedarim, basic of which is charata, regret, More advanced is Pesach, some unanticipated factor, which we point out to him. And so in the middle we have the Asara Bnei Adam, that will be Mephayasim. It seems from the Gemara, that's how it seems from the Halacha, that we pass that even Charata Mi'ikara, regret going back to the initial commitment, is sufficient for Ataras Nedarim. Be well and Hatzlacha Rabbah.